This is Notes from a Native Daughter. I am Sol Danela. My guest is Veronica Sanchez Bencomo, a Venezuelan photographer who is based in Hong Kong. In 2014, she founded Fotofeminas, a platform that works to promote female photographers in Latin America and the Caribbean. Since its ignition, she has been running a monthly publication featuring a new photographer every month. She's organized exhibitions in Argentina, China, Guatemala, as well as projections at festivals in Argentina, Chile, India, Uruguay, and Venezuela. I am delighted to have her here. She's a powerful creative woman and worker. Y gracias.
Gracias, Sol Danela, for having me. I'm so excited to have this conversation with you. So thank you very much for inviting me.
You're welcome. So let's start with how you end up in Hong Kong from Venezuela. I know you've traveled through and through, but how do you end up there?
Yeah, that really came as a surprise. I actually had never visited Asia before I moved to Hong Kong. So when I arrived, it was literally my first time in the continent. So I moved there essentially because of my husband's job. He works in photography as well. He's a photo editor, and he needed to be in the Hong Kong borough. So we moved to Hong Kong a year and a half ago. And so I have continued my Latin American interests and passions from there. Yeah. So Fotofeminas came about pretty much, I think, my interest for Latin American photographers have always been very present. So pretty much when I was a student in UK, in Wales, my last year, I completely did like Latin American projects. So I went to Chile and I worked there for an NGO photographing, a charity that dedicates for burned children. It's a really amazing charity called Quaniquem. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I wrote my dissertation in university about the different perspective on Mexico as a local photographer and foreigner. And that really kind of like inspired me to continue researching more and understanding more about people who works in Latin America. So I was very inspired by Graciela Iturbide, Tina Modotti, Lola Alvarez Bravo. And so after that, I moved to London to get a job, and I started to contribute in this magazine called Ventana Latina. Mm-hmm. It's an online magazine, and it's part of a charity in UK called Latin American House. Mm-hmm. So it's the oldest charity in the UK that dedicates to help and promote Latin American and Caribbean culture within the UK. So my contribution there really was photography. And so I started doing these like monthly interviews with different photographers. And so from that research, I started to notice pretty soon that it was quite difficult to find contemporary working Latin American female photographers. Mm. And so later I moved to New York and I was in ICP as a TA and intern later in the library, the ICP library, the International Center of Photography School. Mm-hmm. And I think that was pretty much the moment where it completely, I was so inspired by being in the library. Mm-hmm. I was like twice a week. I don't remember. But then I was just so exposed to so much information and beautiful work, and so I really felt like that urge of like I need to do something contemporary. And so I had this personal call to as a woman, as a Venezuelan, and as a photographer, or image maker too. So I began from there pretty much, and that was in 2014 when I started building the site and everything. And so since January 2015, we have, Fotofeminas with a monthly feature. So it kind of was a process that it was cooking there. Mm-hmm. Let's say.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And it's kind of, I feel like that's sort of like how many things in my work come along to, like, it's a slow process that begins to cook, and then then eventually it's boiling, and
So how do you begin to, how did they begin to become this collective? How did you start going out for them, and have you had them together in any of these places where you've had exhibits or anything like that?
Yeah, it's been a really, for me, I have to say, it's been such a beautiful journey. And mm-hmm. I feel like very organically we have built a community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I think I can speak for everybody else agreeing that we have sort of, because we're doing this together, we have built this community where sometimes photographers, they've known each other. Sometimes they have even, recommended a friend or a colleague that they really respect their work or love their work. Or sometimes it's been a student recommending the teacher or vice versa. And some other times has actually been that they have been photographers. For example, it has happened with Ecuador that has amazing photographers. And several of them did not know that they lived in Ecuador. And they all have very strong work. And it sort of happened like, I don't know, this amazing thing that, oh, you live in the same country, the same city. I did not know you were here. And sort of they have met in their own timing. And all other times we have been able to be some of us together. So far I have featured 35 photographers.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, I mean, still we haven't been able to meet all of us mm-hmm. at the same time, but mm-hmm. We have met. So I've met some of them in Argentina, in Chile,
mm-hmm.
In Guatemala, I met with Jasmine Bacalar. In London, I met with Betty and Lucia.
Mm-hmm.
And now in New York, I met with Paula Abreu Pita and with Johanna Toro. So it's been like different timing, we have met. And so also when I know if somebody, or when they sometimes they write me, Vero, I'm going to be going to Peru. Can you put me in touch with the photographers in Peru? And so I try to kind of make that connection. And I think that's very important too. I think the feeling of community, I think, is very important.
Yeah, absolutely. And what are these women saying as a collective? If you were to breathe in, like take a deep breath, like what are they all telling you?
I think, now that it's very fresh, I was just in New York on Sunday. And I saw Paula and Johanna Toro for the talk at mm-hmm. the Bronx Documentary Center.
Mm-hmm.
They were both saying that it has been very positive for them to have this sort of sense of a feeling of a community or collective
mm-hmm.
With photo feminists, in the sense that their work has completely, well, in the times that we have been able to take it to other places that perhaps they wouldn't have thought it would have happened at this moment. And so, for example, like they both went to the exhibition in China. And that was like our biggest show. We had 155 photographs.
Mm-hmm.
It was a massive space. And Johanna, she was in Guatemala. We show there in the What the Photo Festival, and then the actual place, Cooperación Española in Antigua, Guatemala, they invited us to stay for 3 months in their exhibition space, which was amazing that we could be showing there for 3 months. So I guess everybody has had different reactions, but I think overall they feel very grateful that the work gets to go outside the region too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand. So,
and for instance, now, sorry to interrupt, but like now, for example, we have a new sort of like chapter within Photofeminist, which is the Photofeminist Library, that I named it after Maria Cristina Rives. She passed away September this year, but she was a really amazing culture promoter for Latin America. Mm-hmm. And she was also a photojournalist, and she was the co-founder of La Azotea, which is the most, or one of the most respected and oldest photography publishing houses in Latin America. Mm-hmm. She did it together with Sara Fazio, who is an incredible photographer, and she's done a lot also for photography in Argentina. And so basically with the library has been a really interesting chapter, because the library is where I am, which is Hong Kong. So I'm showing the works in a very different culture, very different space. And it feels so gratifying to share so much of where we come from with cultures that are completely different. Mm-hmm. And in fact, you know, to see people asking so many questions that they want to know and learn more about the artists, where are they based? I think that's just amazing. It's such a rich culture exchange as well. Because I think my curatorial, let's say, selection, also I would like to see more dignity for our region, meaning, I mean, I'm from Venezuela and I've lived abroad for over 10 years. So I have witnessed in many instances such a negative perspective very often towards the Latin American region, such as violence, of course, poverty. And of course, that holds certain truth. However, it's not our entire identity. Mm-hmm. So I think there are other stories too to be told and to be shared. And I take that very seriously too, because I think we're part of that entire continent. So, I mean, photofeminist selections of works are very different. Some are more photojournalistic. Some others are more personal narratives. Some other more conceptual, but overall it's very different, I think. And so that has also been interesting to share in with the library or exhibitions, to see people that are actually learning other perspectives and other truths about who we are and our heritage too.
So this woman, photographer Gabriela Rivera Lucero, tell me about her. I think her work, this is your featured photographer for this month. And I was really taken with her whole proposal, the power of these suits. So, and like what I had mentioned before we began the conversation, it I know she has a very specific, you know, purpose, and it's about, you know, assault and on women, but it also seems sort of rather universal regarding everything around us, you know, from our environment to the way, you know, we are treating the people of the planet.
Gabriela's work is really amazing. And actually, I had seen her work a couple of years ago, that body of work, Bestiario. And so actually this year, I went to Santiago in Chile to do small workshop. But there is a actual female collective, photographer collective based in Santiago called Las Niñas. They organize a women's festival called FOCOM, Encuentro de Mujeres. And so they invited me just to do something, a small workshop and a talk. So I went there in March, and Gabriela was one of the students in the workshop, and we actually got to learn more about her process and so basically there is a lot of actually everything really has a meaning in the series.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, her mother is a seamstress.
Mm-hmm.
So she grew up seeing her mother making costumes and dresses, and so she kind of got that craft side from her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And that she's also a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't eat any type of meat, and she really cares about animal rights, and so she's also a feminist, and so she put everything together in one body of work. And so she got the meat in this, just kind of like with the butcher, where they're going to discharge. So kind of like recycle meat in a way. And so she used her knowledge of the seamstress and put these costumes together. And her inspiration comes from the fact that men call women sometimes also women to women, actually, not only men, with animal words. So, for example, perra, zorra,
mm-hmm.
Mosca muerta.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure whether the translations work really well in English.
Yeah, no, I know.
But I feel like she's also almost building this visual dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
that is so right. Like, I mean, all of us, we can all read right away what she's trying to tell us from those portraits.
Yeah.
So basically Gabriela is the one who is wearing them. So they are also self-portraits. So there's so many layers to that body of work. This year with Photo Feminist, it was that I decided that I wanted to select the first six photographers of the year, so meaning from January until June, and then the second semester of the year will be by invitation, invited by one of her friends and also photographer, Carolina Agüero, who's also, her work is very feminist and defends a lot of the LGBT rights. And I really like this dynamic this year, this sort of like pairing,
mm-hmm.
by invitation. Mm-hmm. I thought there was such an interesting selections of work.
Mm-hmm.
So I completely, in that sense, I came out of my comfort zone. Like for the second half of a year, it was actually the photographers have been invited by their peers.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, Photo Feminist, definitely I want to continue with the monthly feature for the website.
Mm-hmm.
I also 100%, I feel so strong about the library. I think it is very important to have an online presence, but it is just as important or even more important to have an offline space where people can, you know, indulge, I hope, you know, within books or yeah, so that's a very important part of the library. And the library happens completely based on donations.
Mm-hmm.
So either from the artists, other people, or editorial houses as well who would like to donate. So that's super important. And I've been taking also the library as a display form. So it's sort of like taking this exhibition format through books. And I have really love this interaction, just like what I was talking about before, like this exchange of culture and to see people learning more about the narrative, the editorial narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other way that I figure, because I get a lot of photographers who want to be part of Photo Feminist, but I can only operate now as one feature per month. So I decided to include another photographer through the Instagram takeover. So basically to give an opportunity of a week-long to a photographer to share one body of work or several bodies of works, just to be able to include more voices, because I really get the sense that there's several people who want to share their work and they have really amazing, incredible work, and I would love to be able to help if it's within my means. Yeah. So that's the plan, really, to continue it. And I haven't really set in my mind a number. I pretty much like to keep it as I try to think for now as pretty much like per month, okay, this is my next feature. And I think the library definitely is a very important part for me to find eventually a space for it. And I'm working on that. I'm working on finding space for the library.
Mm. Yeah. And what is it about photography that you love?
I think for me, I really keep being amazed by how in seconds, you know, capturing so much truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so challenging. I mean, I don't work with other mediums. So I don't know what is it like to draw, to paint. I'm sure it's very challenging. But I feel like what's most challenging with photography is that everybody has the access to it. Everybody can take a photograph, but it's so difficult to take a good picture that can move somebody. It can tell so much, or that can even remain within time in history. I think, even for professional photographers, I think that's always what they say. So challenging to take a really good photograph that can tell you so much and hopefully make people reflect upon the truth. I think I love that about photography.
So to circle back to the beginning, how do you like living in Hong Kong? I know you kind of touched upon it, but how do you like it? And being a photographer from Venezuela in Hong Kong?
It's such a large continent, and also has made me reflect upon Latin America, meaning like we all share pretty much the same language. I suppose Brazil is the exception, but they pretty much speak Spanish too. So, And Asia, for instance, you know, they have so many different languages, religions. It's very complex even like their governments are so different to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Some are so restrictive than others. Mm-hmm. And so that has actually made me think, like, we as Latin Americans, we have such an advantage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, we are such an extensive piece of land too,
mm-hmm.
but we share so many similarities.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like we need to have more of these sisterhood, brotherhood, community,
mm-hmm.
because it should be easier, mm-hmm. I suppose, than elsewhere where there are more barriers, perhaps, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I think I have thought about that, and maybe before I hadn't considered it. Yeah.
I understand. It's like that great saying by Don Francisco, separados por la distancia, pero unidos por un mismo idioma.
Sí, absolutely. I really think so, yeah.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Veronica. I love Foto Feminas. I congratulate you again for giving us that powerful women voices, you know, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me. I feel super thrilled to be here having this conversation with you.